All right, so we're diving into something totally new today, this new learning operating system you sent over. And I gotta admit, the name sounds a little, I don't know, technical maybe.
Yeah.
But the ideas in this self-driven.foundation white paper, they're really something else. Like, what do you think about this whole thing they propose about capturing all of a learner's activity and growth, not just, you know, the stuff that happens in a classroom?
It's definitely different, right? I mean, it's a huge shift from how we usually think about education. We're so used to focusing on schools and grades. It's always been so institution-centric. But this framework, it's like saying learning happens everywhere. All the time, really.
It's true. Like, I think back to when I was a kid and I spent hours teaching myself how to code, not in a classroom or anything, just building websites in my free time. And that experience, it taught me so much about problem solving and resilience.
Right.
Way more than any traditional schooling ever did.
And that's exactly what this framework wants to capture, you know?
Yeah.
It values those kinds of experiences, building stuff, teaching yourself new things, even the creativity you get from being involved in your community.
Yeah.
All of it. Because it all contributes to who you are, what you can do.
Okay, I'm seeing how different it is. It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about valuing all these different skills and experiences people pick up throughout their lives. But then how do you actually measure something like that? That's what I'm stuck on.
That's where this whole learning operating system idea comes in. They've broken it down into three layers, kind of like building blocks, you know?
Okay, now we're talking. Break it down for me.
Yeah. So the first layer, they call it the importance of. And they start with, get this, basic human needs. Food, a stable environment, feeling connected to others.
Really? I would have thought to start there. What's the connection to learning?
Well, they're acknowledging that our ability to learn, to really thrive, it's tied to our basic needs being met. If someone's worried about where their next meal is coming from or if they feel unsafe,
right,
their brain's not exactly going to be in learning mode.
No, not at all. It makes you think of that saying, you can't teach a hungry student.
Yeah.
So it's more holistic, considering the whole person, not just their grades.
Exactly. And it brings up something really important that we often miss. You need a supportive and nurturing environment for learning to really happen. It's not just about what's being taught, but the well-being of the learner too.
Mm-hmm. This is already making me rethink everything I thought I knew about education. Okay, so that's the foundation. What comes next?
All right, so layer two is what they call the common components of learning.
Okay.
And this is where they get into the nitty-gritty, things like reflecting on what you're learning, having authentic experiences.
Oh, authentic experiences. I like the sound of that. What do they mean by that?
It's about going beyond textbooks.
Yeah.
You know, engaging in real world stuff that has personal meaning. Think internships, community projects, even creative hobbies.
Yeah.
Activities that let you actually apply what you're learning and make it stick.
Got it. So it's about how you use what you know and the skills you develop by doing.
Yes. And a key part of this whole thing is shared understanding.
I've noticed they keep coming back to that. What's so important about shared understanding in this framework?
So it's like this. They're saying learning isn't just you by yourself with a book. It's social. It's about talking to others, debating, working together to understand something new.
So instead of the teacher being the only expert, everyone learns from each other.
Exactly. It's about sharing that responsibility for learning.
I really like that. It makes you think of all the people who might not do well in a traditional school, but have incredible skills and experiences that we just don't recognize.
Absolutely.
But then how does this actually work in the real world, especially within like schools and stuff?
And that's where layer three comes in, existing learning environments.
Okay, let's hear it. What are they proposing?
Well, it's not so much about replacing everything as working with what we've got, you know? Like, how can we make schools and workplaces more holistic, more about the learner?
So not ditching textbooks altogether, but maybe adding in some real-world experience.
Exactly. Imagine if schools had more hands-on projects, more community involvement, more chances for students to explore what they're into. It's about recognizing that learning happens outside of a classroom, too, you know?
Totally. But then how do we make sure it actually works? Like, how do you guarantee quality? And what's to stop learners from just going after the easiest tokens, whatever those turn out to be? They haven't really explained that whole part yet.
Yeah, those are all important questions. Mm-hmm. And the white paper, it does acknowledge that. They talk about needing checks and balances like peer review and community validation to make sure the tokens actually mean something.
No, it's not enough to just collect a bunch of tokens. You have to actually show what you've learned, what you've contributed.
Exactly. It's bigger than just individual achievement.
Yeah.
It's about growing together and making things better for everyone.
I like that. Okay, so You mentioned tokens, but they also keep bringing up this blockchain thing and even an exchange. That's where it starts to feel like we're living in a sci-fi movie.
Okay.
So break it down for me. What does all that even mean in simple terms, if you can?
Okay, so think of blockchain like a really, really secure way to keep track of all those tokens, like a digital ledger. And every time someone earns or uses a token, it's recorded there.
Okay, so no cheating the system. Got it.
Exactly. Now the exchange, that's where it gets interesting.
Well,
imagine a place where you can actually use your earned tokens to get stuff. Workshops, mentorships, maybe even scholarships.
Wow, so it's like its own kind of currency, but for learning.
Yeah, kind of. You earn it by actually learning and doing things, and then you can use it to learn and do even more. But of course, it does raise questions about fairness.
Right. Like, how do you make sure everyone has the same chances to earn tokens in the first place?
Exactly. You don't want to make existing inequalities even worse. And to their credit, the creators of the system seem to get that.
Okay, good.
They emphasize a level playing field.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone has what they need to succeed. It's ambitious.
It really is. So we've gone through their whole learning operating system now, but there's this one big idea they keep coming back to that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. This whole least harmful, most caring society thing.
Right.
It feels really important to what they're trying to do, but also kind of hard to define. What do you make of it? How does it all connect back to this new system?
Yeah, it's definitely core to their whole vision. Like, it's not just about bettering yourself, but how that helps create a better world for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's about empowering people to use what they know, their skills, to make good choices, ethical and compassionate ones.
So it's kind of like we're all responsible for each other and for making the world a better place, and that's tied into learning and personal growth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, imagine Learner starts this project to cut down on food waste in their community.
Okay.
That lines up with the least harmful idea.
Right.
Less waste, better for the environment. But it's also most caring because it helps people who don't have enough to eat.
Right.
So in this framework, they'd be recognized and rewarded for that, which encourages more of that positive action.
I'm getting it now. It's a really cool example. So it's not just about like individual success. It's about how what we learn impacts everyone else.
Exactly. And while they don't come right out and say how you'd measure something like that,
right,
it's definitely a core value for them, tying learning to ethics and responsibility, you know?
For sure. Okay, so we've been through a lot. All these layers of their system, the blockchain, tokens, it's a whole new way of looking at education.
It's definitely pushing boundaries.
It is. So, last question. If this was the future of education, what kind of learner would you want to be?
Ooh, that's a good one. It really makes you think, what would be valuable in that kind of world? What would you want to contribute?
Right. It's something for everyone listening to think about, too. And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive. Getting you thinking about these big ideas. Thanks for exploring this with us today. It's been a wild ride.
Anytime. Until next time.